We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, they always say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so that's what we're going to start off with today.
I know, these are kind of brunch dishes, and you know, there's nothing nicer than entertaining and having brunch.
I would agree with you.
It's a nice time to sit around the table and have some coffee and whatever you want, you know, and you could also have some mimosas if you want to or something like that. Fresh orange juice is mighty good, and grapefruit juice or Bloody Marys and tomato juice. Brunch is a nice time to entertain. I don't really do it much. I don't know why I don't do it more.
Most people think of entertaining as being an evening thing, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, the only time that usually I eat brunch is when I have gone on vacations, like I said, to Cedar Key or to Destin or somewhere, and we'd stay in a condo. You would maybe fix brunch there or go out and eat brunch, and it's a nice thing to do, but I don't know. I don't do it much. But I've got three recipes here that would really be nice for a brunch.
Well, what do we have on the menu today, Miss Sammy?
Well, what I'm going to do is, it's something that, and this is not necessarily for a brunch, but you're really seeing them a lot in, you know, all the food publications that I look at and read and get sent to me in the blogs. Breakfast egg muffins. And, you know, a lot of people are fixing these, and they'll eat some of them, and they put them, either freeze them or put them in a bag in the refrigerator, and then just pop a couple in the microwave, you know, when they're on the go and don't have time to fix something.
Mm-hmm.
They're really tasty. This makes 12, and it's used 10 eggs and a third of a cup milk, a cup of white cheddar cheese or yellow cheddar cheese, 6 ounces of cooked bacon, a fourth of a teaspoon salt, a fourth of a teaspoon pepper, and a tablespoon of fresh minced chives. You don't really have to have that. If you don't, you could do a little green onion top, but I got some chives growing in a pot on the back porch, so I have chives. You preheat your oven to 375 in a large glass mixing bowl. Combine eggs and milk and whisk well. Stir in 3/4 of a cup cheese, the cooked bacon, salt, and pepper, and divide it evenly among 12 greased muffin cups. And sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 cup cheese and fresh chives. And you bake at 375 for 20 minutes until the centers are set and the muffins are beginning to brown. That's really a tasty, healthy breakfast snack.
It is. And again, not a lot of hard work in that one.
No, you know, just stir those up and fix some and have them in the refrigerator or the freezer. And then the day you're going to work or you're really in a hurry, you know, just take out a couple and heat them in the microwave for 30 seconds practically. I mean, they're great right when you make them, but it's nice to have some made up too.
I would say so. That way, you know, not a lot of work. Just pop them in the microwave or pop them in the oven, and you got fresh and tasty.
Fresh and tasty and healthy, relatively healthy, too. Not a lot of bacon, but enough bacon to flavor them. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of cheese, either. And now they're saying eggs are good for you. Tomorrow, they're not good for you, and yesterday, they are.
So right. What?
And then I've got an egg and bacon casserole, too.
Okay. How does that one go?
It's a half a cup of chopped onion, 2 tablespoons of flour, a cup of sharp cheese grated, 1.5 cups crushed potato chips, 2 tablespoons butter, 1.5 cups milk, 5 hard-boiled eggs sliced, and 10 to 12 slices of bacon cooked crisp and crumbled. And, you know, that's up to you how much bacon you want to put in it. You know, I never hardly eat anything that has too much bacon in it. You cook your onion in the butter until it's tender, and blend in your flour and milk, stirring constantly until thickened. Add the cheese and stir till melted. And you layer in a baking dish like this. First, a layer of the sliced eggs covered with half of the cheese sauce and half of the potato chips and crumbles of half of the bacon. And you repeat for the second layer. And you bake at 350 degrees for 40 minutes. And you can make that up and it can set overnight before you bake it. That's really tasty too. You can hot boil your eggs ahead of time and putting it together, you know, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to do it the night before, if you were going to have a brunch or have some company or have family, or be great for Christmas breakfast. You know, you've got it already and then you just put it in there and bake it. Tasty, tasty.
And you did say crushed potato chips, right?
Crushed potato chips.
Well, between you and the Colonel and his Cheetos, the folks at Lay's are probably having a field day.
Well, these probably, you know, soften up and it just gives that potato-y taste. You know, potato chips are never bad. I've got to get the recipe. I went to a friend's and they made this candy where they took white chocolate and cake it, crushed potato chips and pecans.
Okay.
You talk about good.
It sounds like it.
I don't know the measurements or anything. I need to get that. I had a friend that had it and I could hardly quit eating it. You know, I like white chocolate anyway. And the saltiness of those crushed potato chips and then the pecans, toasted pecans in with it. It was mighty fine candy. I need to get that and I'll share it with everybody.
One of my favorite candies at the holidays is white chocolate covered pretzels.
Yes, they are good, aren't they?
That combination of salty and sweet, that's one of my favorites.
Well, that's kind of the way that this potato chip. The potato chips I've been buying are those Cape Cod, 40% less fat, kettle fat, and I think they would be, I don't know what kind of potato chips this friend had used, but I think they would be wonderful fixed like that with the pecans and the white chocolate.
Well, you'll have to give it a try and maybe send some down for an independent opinion.
I know I need to do that. You'll give your opinion, won't you?
I will, absolutely. Unbiased.
Unbiased opinion. I mean, white chocolate and potato chips and pecans. What could be bad, Mike?
Only my blood sugar after eating it.
Well, you know, that's not terrible.
The only
sugar is what's in your white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You melt white chocolate bits, or I don't know whether she eats. I've got to get the details on it. As I say, I sat around and stuffed my face with it, and I didn't get the recipe, which I should have done, but probably just as well. Probably would have been making it forever, you know, and eating it myself.
Yeah.
I need to give it to somebody else.
Well, have we got one more to wrap us up today?
Praline French toast casserole.
Oh, my.
You're going to like this. Yes, I know.
This almost sounds like a trip to New Orleans.
It does, doesn't it? Well, so I think it's pralines down there, isn't it?
I think so.
They praline, sometimes pralines. That's like pecan and pecan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is 8 eggs, 1/3 cup of brown sugar, 10 or 12 slices of French bread, you know, the thick sliced.
Right.
1.5 cups, half and half, and 1/2 cup of maple syrup. And you put the French bread in a butter 9x13 casserole. Mix the eggs, half and half, maple syrup, and the brown sugar in a bowl and pour it over the bread and let it soak overnight in the refrigerator. And then your topping is a stick of butter, 2/3 a cup maple syrup, 1/2 a cup of brown sugar, and 2 cups of chopped pecans. And you melt the butter, add the sugar and syrup, and cook 1 to 2 minutes and stir in the pecans. And pour that over the bread and bake it at 45, 55 minutes until it browns a little. You can really tell at 350 degrees. And allow for it to set for 10 minutes before you dip into it, if you can stand that, because you need to, you know, let it soak in. But that's wonderful.
I don't think we can say that's anywhere near diabetic friendly, though.
I think, well, 1/3 of a cup of brown sugar, the maple syrup, that's a little sugar in it. You know, Mike, if you just ate a little square of it.
Well, that's the problem, just eating a little square of it.
A little square of it when you had a 9x13 pan of it sitting there.
That's almost square.
Yeah, that's the truth. Listen, there's nobody even knows. I probably have died and lost 1,000 pounds in my lifetime. And then found it, too. I didn't lose it forever.
I understand completely.
Dieting is, I never let a guilt trip on anybody on dieting, because I know how hard it is. And as I say, Don, you know, Don had diabetes, and I did cook a lot with artificial sweeteners and things that didn't have sugar. And he didn't fall it. He was pretty good about it, because he loves sweets better than anybody, I think. But, you know, he did really try to take care of himself. So I know how hard it is, but you can have a little treat every now and then.
You have to. If you try to lock everything out, you wind up craving it so bad that you can't think about anything else.
Well, and if you crave it bad enough, if you don't watch it, you do give in to it and you eat more than you should.
Yep.
Where if you can just let yourself have a little, then you're in good shape.
You're probably better off that way.
Probably so.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, if anybody wants a copy of these recipes, it's very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email here at the radio station at wxbc@bbtel.com, or you can send a request to Miss Sammy directly at sammyq@bbtel.com, and be sure you put Skinny Cook in the subject line of those emails, and we'll make sure that they get to where they need to be and get you your recipe that way.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.